Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba.
And every Tuesday, we're here with real estate and finance news every Tuesday from 3 to 4 o'clock. You know, Reba, I know you just went through a recent surgery or recovering. You know, I know just the thing to kind of help you get back on your feet and really build up those,
please don't
know,
say
your
Lutefisk.
Strength and everything. Lutefisk.
I knew you were going to have to bring it up today.
You know, this is the Lutefisk season, and there's a couple Lutefisk dinners coming up. In fact, this Saturday is the perfect day for you to kind of catch up on your Lutefisk.
Nobody wants to catch up on Lutefisk.
I know of two going on this Saturday. You could go to the Norden Lodge down in Tacoma, Norden Lodge number 2 at the Normanna Hall. They got a big Lutefisk feed going on, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday.
Is there
going to
be a big Osnes crowd over that one with all of your big crew?
I may not be able to make that one myself as much as I'd like to. If you're over on the west side, though, Paulsbo, of course, Lutefisk capital of the Northwest,
Lutefisk.
Yeah, so they'll be having their Lutefisk dinner. Go to the Paulsbo Lutheran Church, don't you know, and that'll be on Saturday as well. So you know, say hi to Ole and Lena. They'll be there.
Slurping down some Lutefisk.
Slurping down some Lutefisk. If you're really not into the Lutefisk, you know, don't worry. Everybody, they'll have the meatballs, too, you know, with the homemade gravy.
Well, I was
going to
say, you know, with our guest mentioning their luncheon coming up this week, there is something a tad more tasty they do in the summer as well that's tastier than Lutefisk. They do a crab feed.
Yeah.
Now, so, Robin, I have to ask, is this date that you have on here, June 2nd, is that for 2018?
It is. It's one of our big events that we do every year. Sadly, we don't provide Lutefisk, but the crab is amazing.
Oh, that's okay. I can pass. No problem.
That'll do. Crab will do. Yeah.
And then we also have an alternative meal, but it's really a great time. It's a fun, casual atmosphere to raise money for helping those in need. So that is June 2nd, Saturday. And again, it usually starts around 5:30. And I think more information as we get closer to the date can be found on our website.
Right.
But so that's your big crab feed. But before that, you've got your luncheon going on. So this Thursday at Emerald Downs.
Yes. So you can go to mschelps.org to sign up.
Excellent. Excellent.
Or get on their Facebook page.
Good, good, good. Well, again, we have Robin Korak from the CEO of the Multi-Service Center with us today. And Robin, you're doing all kinds of good for our communities. We sure appreciate your joining us on the show today. If somebody wants to get involved with your organization, how can they do that? Do you have volunteer opportunities?
Besides donations, what else can they do?
Sure. We have a wide variety of volunteer opportunities. And just to give you an example of a few, we have individuals who come and volunteer at our food and clothing banks. And so they help distribute food and clothing. We have individuals.
Not Lutefisk.
That's correct. Surprisingly, we don't get a request for Lutefisk. We also have energy assistance outreach, people who go out to churches and other buildings throughout the area to make sure people are aware of our energy assistance program and help them with the applications. Mm-hmm. We have longer-term positions, so our education programs, whether it's GED or English as a second language, we train people to be tutors, and it's usually a small class, usually 10 to 15 students per teacher.
Oh, good.
And then we also have our long-term care ombuds, and these are the individuals that we train and certify to go out to long-term care facilities in the community and make sure that residents are aware of their rights, that they're being treated fairly, and if they have any problems, we help intervene at the lowest level.
And who doesn't want to be called an ombuds?
Yes.
Right.
They used to always say ombudsman, but they took the man off there, didn't they?
They did a few years ago, yeah. So now
decided
it's
to make
just
it more
ombuds.
Gender neutral.
Oh, really? It's not ombuds person?
Apparently not. Hmm. You can just be an ombuds.
Ombuds. Yeah.
Buddy.
In Washington State, that probably has a different meaning, buds.
Yeah, we don't train in that area.
Not part of your organization.
No, unfortunately. Yeah. But all of these opportunities, you can find out more on our website or by emailing info@mschelps.org. And someone will help you kind of identify what makes the most sense for you. We also have businesses that will come out and do projects. Maybe they'll do work together in the food bank for one day or something like that. So those are opportunities as well.
No, those are fantastic opportunities for people to do, you know, team get-togethers and honestly to just be more grateful and give back to community. And it's especially as we start getting, you know, we're getting towards the end of October, but November, you know, when we all naturally start being more thankful and thinking about giving thanks and You know, when you're lucky enough to be in that safe, secure environment, it's sometimes a real useful tool to not get yourself too out of, you know, out of the reach of reality. It's good to go and do things like this so that you can reconnect with humanity to a degree. Right?
I know I've always done that.
Sometimes people get a little in a bubble.
Right, and mm-hmm. this time of year, I think I always kind of use this time of year to sort of think about that mm-hmm. and sort of plan my giving, you know, because
yeah,
I want
absolutely.
To have the most impact I can. I also want it to be effective and
right.
kind of meet my own sort of personal goals for that. And so it is, you know, everyone should kind of set aside a time and a budget every year mm-hmm. to give back to your communities.
Yeah.
And figure out what's going to mean the most to you and help the most, you know, for your local community.
Yeah.
And you know, there's no reason you can't change that, you know, year over year even. I've
oh, yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
We had an example recently where I had donated to a nonprofit and it turned out that there, you know, it didn't go well for that nonprofit,
yeah.
you know, so. That's where I'm really pleased, you know, to hear Robin with Multi-Service Center that you've been around since 1971.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not just this brand new place and,
right.
and
not a flash in the pan or
fly by night or
a pan that's missing.
Right. Pan got stolen. Where's my pan?
That's right. Exactly. So besides volunteer roles, though, you guys actually have a couple of positions open at the organization
right now,
right?
We have a
Speaking
couple
of jobs.
Yes. Mm. Housing positions. I believe we have a housing specialist and a housing supervisor position, and those are both on our website.
Okay.
And we're always looking for talented people who have a passion for helping others.
Yeah, absolutely. I also saw on here that you might have one around education and employment support specialist.
Yes.
Okay. And that's someone, do they have to come in with like a background already in that area, I would assume?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
So, you know, it's interesting. It helps if somebody's had education experience,
mm-hmm.
certainly.
Mm-hmm.
But it really just depends. If they've had similar experience,
okay.
that will often work as well.
Okay. All right. Well, fantastic. So when they come in, I'm assuming there's probably like an HR person that
yes.
helps go through all that. So it's not like, hey, contact Robin directly.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. You don't want to get bombarded with all of that. Got it. Okay. So so you have on your website stories of help, but do you have a personal story that is, you know, because you've been with the organization for so long, I'm sure you have a ton of stories of people that you've helped. Is there one
yes.
that has stood out for you that just melted your heart in some way that you'd like to share?
There's so many. I think what I'll share is one of the youth stories because
okay.
we tend to share more of the adult stories, but we had a project several years ago when we started our youth services, and we had an individual who came to us through Juvenile Rehabilitation Association.
Mm-hmm.
So we get
mm-hmm.
those from their parole
yeah.
officers or their juvenile detention officers, and we had an individual who had owed restitution, and so he was trying to get his life back on track and got into GED and got an internship at a local store and was so excited to get his life back on track. Not only did he not reoffend, which was great, he came in one day and he was so excited because he signed up for college and he wanted to be a counselor and he had his tie on.
Aww.
And that was just such a meaningful thing to him to
yeah,
view
awesome.
Himself that way. But there's so many stories of people that inspire me every day that we serve.
Absolutely.
These are some things that we just sort of take for granted. So many
yeah.
of us, you know, that's like, you know, but for someone that kind of had to pull himself up like that, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I actually just shared a video on Facebook. Most people know I'm on a public profile, and there was a video where there's a counselor who's basically got a large crowd of young people, and he starts asking a series of questions, and it's meant to demonstrate how, given where you might come from, that you may personally not have anything to do with the circumstances, but how you get sometimes a leg up in life
yes.
compared to others. And it was just a very impactful video that I encourage, if anybody wants to find me on Facebook, Rebecca Haas, you'll recognize me in my happy little real estate face there. Actually, my mask from one of the J.O. balls might be on there, but still with my husband. But it was a great video because people do come into this world in all different levels of life, and we're not getting to choose what that is when we come into the world. And so sometimes it's really wonderful when someone in one area can help out someone from another area and see that person succeed.
Absolutely. Thank you. Really happy to have had you on. Robin Korak from the Multi-Service Center, mschelps.org. Thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners. We hope you'll tune in next week every Tuesday at 3 o'clock for Open House with Team Reba. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Business.